speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mary is here, so we know that Christmas is very near. And do not worry, the rest of the sermon does not rhyme. The angel Gabriel has come to announce the miraculous conception of God's Son, whom Mary will name Jesus. And she has set out to share the unbelievable news with the woman whom Gabriel tells her is also carrying a miracle child. Elizabeth, way past her childbearing years and barren, is pregnant with Jesus' cousin, John. Miracles abound. The women's responses to Gabriel's visitation tell us that faith and joy abound also. Mary answers Gabriel, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Elizabeth greets Mary with a blessing and declares, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Met with Elizabeth's enthusiasm, Mary sings, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Luke's gospel tells us that even John leapt with joy in his mother's womb upon Mary's arrival. Sounds like it was all faith and joy. Faith and joy. Well, I'm not buying it. Luke tells us that Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country to visit Elizabeth. If you look at a map, Nazareth is in the north and Judah is in the south. One guesstimate is that it would have taken Mary about 3 days to reach Elizabeth. 3 days and nights. Walking, thinking, going over what had happened, wondering what would happen. Luke doesn't tell us anything about Mary's journey, what that time was like. It makes me dizzy to think about all the worrisome questions and what-ifs that could have swirled around a first century Jewish girl, not yet married, and pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. How would her parents react? What if Joseph rejected her? What if someone accused her of adultery? Then what would happen? And that's all just for starters. Don't tell me that Mary made that trip with faith and joy as her only companions. Fear and doubt came along too. While Luke doesn't tell us about Mary's journey, one of my favorite Advent songs, "Breath of Heaven," imagines it. The lyrics give voice to doubt and fear. Mary asking what she's gotten herself into. Mary admitting that she's afraid. Mary feeling all alone. Mary wondering if God hadn't already decided choosing her had been a mistake. In Breath of Heaven's imagining of Mary's journey, we get a nod to our human reality, the reality that our journeys are not always ones of faith and joy. Even with the joyous news of the Incarnation, this can be a dark time of year for many of us, for many reasons. Our culture creates the expectation that a perfect Christmas is possible, and some feel the pressure to make that expectation a reality. Others are anxious about the potential family gatherings hold for family drama, and many long for family. For the ones who are not here, the ones who are sorely missed. On this December 23rd, some of us are with Mary and Elizabeth, rejoicing with faith-filled hope about what Jesus' birth will bring. And some of us are still with Mary on the way, traveling with doubt and fear. This is the reality of the journey that we walk. Doors open to the warmth and comfort of companionship and the light of faith, and even a little understanding. But often we reach those doors by way of dark and lonely paths. What do we do in the face of such reality? Well, when those doors open, we share our joy and give thanks for God's blessing. Like Mary in the Magnificat, we look for the good news in that blessing, not just for ourselves, but for others. What is God doing for me, through me, that will bring God's love, not just to me, but more fully to the world? But what if we find ourselves not yet at that moment of recognizing the blessing within the burden, of believing that the pieces can fit together for good? That Breath of Heaven song that I like about Mary's journey, the breath is not found in the doubts and fears that surround Mary. It's found in her answer to them, in the refrain that she repeatedly sings. Breath of Heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me, Breath of Heaven. Breath of Heaven, lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of Heaven. Fold me together, God. Don't leave me. Shine your light into my darkness. Pour your holiness over me, because you are the Holy One. You are the one in which my hope rests. I can't think of a more honest prayer. Lord, hold me together, because on my own I might fall apart. I love Luke's presentation of Mary, but I don't fully believe her, and I certainly can't relate to her until I join her with the Mary who sings Breath of Heaven. It isn't easy being human, and even the greatest blessings can come with heavy burdens. Mary's journey as Jesus' mother holds more joy and dark paths to come. A hard trip to Bethlehem with no place to stay as labor pains begin, and another to Egypt with a newborn to avoid Herod's sword. And those are just the beginning. Breath of Heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me. Lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of Heaven. May we all have such a refrain to sing to God when we find ourselves traveling on dark paths, unable to see that they lead to doors that open